today is Valentine's Day. And so I want to dedicate this show to love. Love is something that, as narcissistic abuse survivors, is very skewed for us. This is a topic that we're not really sure exactly how love is supposed to look, how it's supposed to feel. In many cases, we have not been loved properly or unconditionally or healthily from childhood, which sets us up for difficult adult relationships. So I wanted to talk to you today about love and sort of make it clear what love truly is. And I'm going to start off by quoting M. Scott Peck, who said, "The desire to love is not itself love. Love is as love does." That's a very powerful quote. And when we think about it, and we think about narcissistic relationships, that's really, really pertinent to it, because it's not the desire to love. It is the love itself. And so when we think of our partners and we think, well, they do love us, do they show it all the time? So think about all the ways that you love and receive love in your life. Do you love others and yourself in ways that lift you and them up, empower you, empower them? Is your love unconditional, and is it kind? Do you allow others to love you? So what is love? Is it made up of Valentine cards, chocolates, roses, expensive gifts? Now, those things are wonderful. They're romantic and special, but they're not love. They are an expression of affection. Is love the whirlwind of romance, the delirium of lust, the passion that binds us, the obsession of having found the perfect love? Is it the overwhelming natural high that feels amazing? Infatuation and romantic love begin the same way, though it takes time to differentiate between the two. Infatuation is a fantasized, idealized, rabid emotion. Love is the act of carefully nurturing that emotion. The transition from infatuation to love is often subconscious, and it begins with the reality of who the other person is when it begins to set in, when we set aside our expectations, when we remove whatever facade we have put up, when we show our vulnerability, and when we allow the other person into our heart. Real love is not an emotion. It's not words. It is actions. It is the act of giving oneself to edify another or meet the person's needs, always wanting the best for him or her. It is the unconditional commitment we make to another person to stand faithfully by her side through all the ups and downs. Love is giving and taking, being strong when the other person is weak, and allowing the other person to be strong for us when we are weak. Healthy loving means having the discipline to be able to set our own agendas aside and shift our attention to our beloved. It's about believing in your partner, advocating for them, and defending their honor. And chances are that you have done all those things, but it has not been done to you. Your partner did not believe in you, advocate for you, or defend your honor. So this is very one-sided. Love takes many forms. And I talked about romantic love. That's one. But really, the root of all love is selflessness. Healthy, mutual romantic love is a journey of teamwork and friendship that two committed people decide to take. It is the act of two people with separate identities who are fully secure and capable of living without each other, making the choice to share their lives with each other. A healthy, loving relationship exists when the distinction of individuality between the two committed participants is honored and sustained. Authentic, mature love can only grow in the soil of respect and acceptance of the individuality of ourselves and others. So think about that when you think about your relationship. It can only grow in the soil of respect and acceptance of the individuality of ourselves and others. Love thrives on flexibility, open communication, tactful, honest expression of feelings. Love is not always beautiful. Love is not always easy. It sometimes requires pushing our own needs to the side in order to do what is best for someone else. When I talk about this, a good example of this is parenting. Parental love must be unconditional or it is not really love. As soon as a parent puts his own needs, fears, baggage into the mix, the love becomes selfish. So when we think about our parents and they may have said they loved us or we assumed they loved us because they are our parents, was it unconditional? Did they accept our individuality? Did they respect and accept us? Often, it's very difficult to come to terms with, but if we had a narcissistic parent, they could not love. And it's why we feel the way we do, why we make the choices we do in our lives, because we were deprived of this unconditional love, emotional safety, and our adult relationships reflect that because we grew up with no boundaries. We grew up thinking we must never be selfish. We grew up lacking self-validation and self-love. And we were very vulnerable to predators, which is why in order to heal, we have to develop boundaries. We have to love ourselves to the point of self-protection, self-preservation. We have to learn to validate ourselves. We have to know what we know without others confirming that it's true. Many of us feel and show authentic love to our pets and other animals. And the love we feel for our family and friends may be as deep as the love we feel in our romantic relationships. Many of the same attributes of romantic love, respect, kindness, and acceptance, may be shared with those we care for in our inner circle and beyond it. And if we want to broaden our scope of love, we need only to look to humanity, the family of man and womankind that we are all part of. Benevolence towards those who are less fortunate than we are is a beautiful attribute of love. We should periodically reevaluate the way we love ourselves and others. We could solve many problems if we did that, if we all did that. And we should all reach beyond our comfort zone to spread our love to others who have never known what love feels like or others who desperately need it now. The most challenging quest any of us can ever take in life is the one taken in pursuit of self-love. It is not easy to overlook all the faults and imperfections that make us human and still be able to accept ourselves unconditionally. Contrary to what your abuser has told, insinuated, whatever, loving yourself first does not lessen your ability to love others. It does not make you selfish. It increases your ability to love others. The more love you have for yourself, the more love you have to give. Self-love comes first, and then everything else follows. love is not, loving yourself is not selfish. It doesn't lessen your ability to love others. It increases it. When you love yourself, you keep your well full. It's always full. And no matter how much you give out, it never empties. When you don't have self-love, giving love out is exhausting. It's depressing. It wears you down. It takes all your energy. You have to keep that well full. Loving yourself means that you accept and embrace every aspect of yourself. Good, bad, best, worst. It's accepting that you are perfectly fine the way you are. You are perfectly fine the way you are. You may not believe that, but I'm telling you it's true. And I've said this before in other shows. We are each here to be the individuals that we are, not to be cookie cutter human beings like robots. We each bring something to the table of humanity. And if you think of humanity or even the universe, however you want to see the big picture, as this great big jigsaw puzzle, every piece is different, but the picture doesn't come together without them, which means you are part of the puzzle. You are a unique piece. Everything that makes you special is what is needed in this world. And I know that might be hard for you to accept, but you are fine just the way you are. And the choices that you make in your life, no matter what they are fine as long as you're not hurting anybody. It doesn't matter how weird or bizarre you feel or how untraditional your decisions are. They are okay. They are perfectly fine because they are you. When we accept ourselves, it doesn't mean that we're perfect. If there is room for improvement, we can always change things or make different choices. That is not set in stone. What's important is that we're not critical of ourselves, because self-criticism is unloving behavior. What are you telling yourself about who you are? Are you saying things like, I can't believe I stayed in this. How stupid was I? Are you saying I'm unlovable? Are you saying I can't do anything right? Are you saying something must be wrong with me? Are you judging your behavior while in the midst of this abusive hostage situation? Because if you are, let it go, because you have no responsibility for that. Be aware of what you're saying to yourself, because if you want to grow, if you want to move towards self-love, you cannot say those things to yourself. So begin to monitor what you're saying. You will find, if you have a journal and you write down every time you say one of those things to yourself, you will find that you are not so kind to yourself. Make a promise to stop engaging in this negative self-talk about who you are, what you think you are, what you may have done. It's time to accept who you are. And when you do, you will feel the weight of the world lifted from you. Always be as patient and nurturing to yourself as you would a small child. So think of that when you talk to yourself. Would you talk to a small child that way? If not, don't do it to you. Remind yourself often that you deserve to have good things in your life, and promise that you will always do what is in your best interest, whether or not others support you or whether or not others agree with you. Give yourself credit for always doing the best you can with what you know. There are no wrong choices, only better ones. So if you're hung up on perfection, it's not going to help you. No matter what you do, you can always make a change. As I said before, love includes our family too. We may not have our family love, We may have come to a point where we said enough is enough and we stopped contacting our family members who are abusive to us, because that is not love. Just because it's a family doesn't mean that it's loving or cohesive or supportive. And if it's none of those things, it is not a family that you have to be loyal to, because no one else is doing it. No one else is being that way. You can love your family members. You can love your parents. You can love your abusers. You can love everyone, whether they're in your life or not. It doesn't mean you have to stop loving people, but you have to love from afar, because to allow these people in your life, in your personal space, in your head, is detrimental to your mental health. So where are you right now as far as the love you have in your heart? Is it hard to feel love? Are you blocking it because it's too painful to love? Love runs through us. It runs through the universe. It runs through us because we're part of it. When we block that flow, we block the flow of life through us. When we put love behind a wall and don't allow it because it's hurt us in the past, whether we've lost people to death or whether we've had bad breakups or whether we are trying to get over an abusive, narcissistic relationship, we want to come back to love, and the best place to do it is through ourselves, through self-protection, through self-love. Allow that flow to run through you. Come back to life. Be a part of this universe. And feel the universal love, because you are loved unconditionally. Even if you want to look at it in terms of energy or the universe, however you wish to look at it, you are unconditionally loved, because that is what life is. And you came into this world loved. And you are supported in this world, loved. You may not be able to see it, and at times you may not be able to feel it. Life is a very, very difficult place to be. When I say life, I mean earth, whatever it is, living, being born. This is a very difficult place to be. And I don't believe we come here without some sort of support, some sort of constant loving presence. Think about that. I'm not going to go too far with that. It is Valentine's Day. It may be hard for you. You may be alone. And that makes this day extremely difficult to live with. And we feel left out. We feel like the whole world is in love and we're missing it. If you are alone and you have left or your abuser has left you, appreciate that peace and quiet. Just appreciate it. Just say all the loving things you can possibly think of to yourself. Give it to you. Indulge yourself. Do something really nice for you today. Love yourself. It doesn't have to come externally. And really, the only way to love externally is to love internally. You can't have one without the other. Oftentimes, we get into relationships because we're needy, because we're on the rebound, because we're so desperate for someone to love us that we just grab onto anything that feels like that. And again, as I talked about in the beginning of the show, this love that you feel in the beginning of a relationship is not real love. It's infatuation. You're just not thinking clearly. And eventually that evens out. Eventually you get to a place where you're almost wondering if you are still in love, because you don't feel that giddy feeling anymore. But you feel the security, and you know somebody has your back. And you know that someone is meeting you halfway on everything, whether it be compromise or just devotion or fulfilling your needs, but it's a two-way street. When you get into a relationship, where you are not whole, you are going to have problems because no one can fill those holes for you. No one. And if you have issues that are impacting your relationship, get help for them. You owe your partner that much. Instead of blaming it on your past and saying, I can't help it, I'm this way because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever it is, take responsibility for what is hindering you in this relationship. Go get help and fix it. That is doing your part. That is loving. And you should expect the same of your partner. No one should be blaming their past when it comes to the problems they're having in their relationship. It's not fair, and it's not going to work. So if you are in a relationship, love yourself and love your partner enough to fix the things that are broken so that you can grow. One of the signs of a really good, loving relationship is that it grows. That every year you're together, you are moving forward. You are growing together. Your life is changing in better ways. If it's not changing in better ways, you're negotiating it together. But changes are going to come. That's the true test of any relationship, is whether or not it can withstand change. And if you're going to be with somebody for many, many years, you're each going to change quite a bit throughout those years. And the other person has to be flexible enough to meet you there. Because we can't hold ourselves back from changing and growing. We need a partner that will either change and grow as well or change and grow with us. And that is how you sustain a long-term relationship. I want to also talk to you about loving your children. Many people who have suffered narcissistic abuse and have children are concerned about the repercussions, the effects it's had on their children. And there are repercussions, there are effects, and sometimes they are very serious. I'm talking from a personal point of view. You know, having grown up with a narcissistic mother, I had a lot of wounds that I had to work through. But one of the things, probably the biggest impetus for me fixing those problems were my children. Because I knew what it was like to not have a happy childhood, and I knew what it was like to have to overcome all those things that happened in my childhood and happened as a result of not having the tools for life that weren't given to me in my childhood. And I didn't want my children to ever have to do that, have to go through that, have to figure that out. I wanted my children to have a happy childhood, to feel secure, to self-validate, to believe in themselves, and when they went out into the world, to be able to handle life on their own. And they're doing it beautifully. But it's only because I took care of my problems and didn't cause problems for my children as a result of it. So if you think that you're raising children and you have not healed yourself, believe me, your children will suffer for what you have not healed, because you can't teach children what you don't know. If you don't know boundaries, if you don't know how to establish boundaries, you can't teach your children how to establish them. And if they don't, they're going to be preyed upon in life. So love your children enough to fix your issues. I think I've pretty much said it all. Valentine's Day is about love, and you must love yourself. And if you're having a hard time doing that, I'm here to help you. You don't have to live like that. I am here to help you. I want you to love yourself. I want you to have this full well of love to give others, because I know you want to give and you're giving, but it's depleting you. I want you to have enough to be able to love yourself and love others and be giving. So I do love all of you. I really do. I appreciate the fact that you listen to me once a month and read my articles and read my book. I want you to fight your way to the top. I want you to see what's out there for you. I want you to see all the wonderful gifts that are just waiting for you. I want you to see the love that's out there for you. But you've got to get there. And I'm here to help you. I really am here to help you. Either help yourself, so if you're in a partnership, to make yourself whole so you can grow that relationship. Help yourself so you can help your children. Get all the information, get help, get well, and then you can give your children all that you've learned. And they will appreciate it.